USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fire officials in Philadelphia say they're dealing with one of the worst fires in the city's history. The fire department saying 13 people, including 7 children, died when a blaze ripped through a row home that was converted into apartments. Philadelphia First Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy explaining what's being done to make sure this never happens again.
We are working with the fire marshal's office. We plan on and intend on getting a cause for this fire.
Private payrolls are seeing a big jump. ADP saying they grew by 807,000 in December. The number released more than double what Wall Street was estimating. The figure also released ahead of the jobs report, which is due out Friday. USA Radio News.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Although the U.S.'s supply chain problems are easing up, the emergence of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is threatening to undo that progress. Port Envoy to White House Supply Chain Disruptions Task Force John Porcari explains how the new virus strain has affected the supply chain.
There have been some increased outages from longshore workers and others. So far, that has not disrupted operations.
Porcari adds the global supply chain was stressed before the pandemic, but COVID has really exposed the problem. Americans bought more than 18.5 million guns in 2021, the second best year on record for gun sales. The sales were about 12% shy of the record-setting year of 2020. Gun sales in 2021 were 40% ahead of gun sales in 2019. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is announcing his intention to work with his state legislator to pass a law allowing more people in his state to carry a concealed weapon without a permit. Kemp saying that he believes this is a right already ensured for citizens by the Second Amendment.
I believe the United States Constitution grants the citizens of our state the right to carry a firearm without state government approval.
Police in New Hampshire are crediting a dog with leading police officers to a crash on an interstate.
A heroic dog found on a New Hampshire highway led police to its owner, who was ejected from a pickup truck at a nearby crash site on Monday night. New Hampshire State Police Officer Lieutenant Daniel Baldessare on NBC 5.
Almost alerting them to what was off the roadway, which they discovered a truck which had been overturned with two gentlemen that were ejected from the vehicle.
A German Shepherd named Tinsley was spotted by witnesses on Interstate 89 in Lebanon. When a state trooper and a Lebanon police officer approached the dog, the animal darted northbound on the highway and crossed into Vermont. Driver Cam Laundrie talks about his dog's efforts.
She's my little guardian angel, you know. It's a miracle, you know, how she has that kind of intelligence and do what she did.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.